views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time zone you might be listening in on at this particular time, at this particular hour. I want to thank you for being here. It is no mistake that you are here listening to today's entrepreneur. I am your host, the one and only, the original Andrea James. And let me start out by saying I apologize. We normally air the show Monday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. But there was technical difficulties this morning that was beyond any of our control. So you'll get a different type of show today. And it could be that the news and information that was going to be shared on the show originally aired, we couldn't give you all of it. So sometimes the universe knows what it's doing because they want today's entrepreneurs listening audience worldwide to get the information, to get the facts firsthand. And I appreciate that. And our technical director, Scotty Reed, said, Andrea, we can still go on with today's entrepreneur. So that's what we're doing. And I want to thank God for being in it this morning because I'm sure he knows that there's some information that we want to share all at the same time and not have it in bits and pieces. So I want to thank you, Father God, for being here this morning, waking me up early and getting me ready for today's entrepreneur. Mommy, Daddy, ancestors, got a radio, internet radio show, and I believe it's doing very well. And I want to thank my listening audience because there are people listening that I don't even know. So it's kind of like the Calgon effect. You tell some people, they tell some people, they tell some people, but today you text some people, they text some people, and use the use of the internet to the best of our ability. And it's a show that I understand now that I can vary it if I don't always have a guest or I have to think on my toes and at the last minute still come up with a podcast that's worth listening to and always having a pen and pad ready to take notes because I want my listening audience to always come away with something that they didn't know before they tuned into today's entrepreneur with your host, Andrea James. And let me just say, if you'd like to have any comments or call in, the number is 866-510-9025. And take that down for future reference and just hit ** and you'll be in the queue. I'll be able to see you and I'll welcome you on board. But today's show is about entrepreneurs that are definitely under the radar, but they need to be talked about. And Scotty, I want to thank you. It was my technical right-hand person that helped me in the pinch. And he said there's some things that are going on that we need to know about on this show. Is that right, Scotty?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, I feel like we should be discussing these issues because it's not readily being discussed on the programming that targets people who look like us, you know, our typical listening audience.
And that's something that I definitely want to bring to my audience attention, not only interviewing those entrepreneurs, but also sharing pertinent information regarding entrepreneurs and their small businesses, whether it be small or large businesses. But the fact that if I have information that I'm going to share, sometime it'll be a show just on information, just like today's show is. And the first one comes from, I'll just read what was written to me. While many small businesses start as a one-person operation, some small businesses can grow beyond what one person can handle, hence the idea of hiring additional help. While many people are turned off by politics but ignoring the changes in the law that may affect your business, can quickly land one in trouble with the government. No, we don't want to go there. Recently, the Obama administration, through the U.S. Labor Department, made some changes in the way workers are paid. This comes from the Huffington Report. How Obama's new overtime rule can affect your small business. That's an article that covers some of the changes in today's today we're going to review some of the issues from a business standpoint, from owner's business standpoint, that you have to be a business owner, but not necessarily take part in what's happening with the Obama new rules, but it may also give you some ideas in the future. So in the event that you want to become an entrepreneur, these are some of the things that you need to take note of, like now, put it in a future file saying start a business. Make sure that some of the notes and the articles that you listen and download today have them in your arsenal, because we don't want to be affected by the government. If anything, we want to affect the government with change that is needed. So that's an article of how Obama's new overtime rule can affect your small business. And I'm going to go there. And it's about overtime. And we've been hearing about overtime for the last year or so. And it talks about pay scales, job duties, number of employees, financial difficulties.
Ms. James, a lot of us...
Go ahead.
A lot of us, and we rightly so, because it's more of us who are workers than there are entrepreneurs. And so we also should be aware of these things because of overtime. I mean, I've worked 9-to-5 jobs to where I was supposed to be paid overtime. Like, for example, third shift in the state of North Carolina, you're supposed to get an extra dollar per hour for working third shift. And that's part of overtime rules in the state. And the company I was working for, I was actually supervising this shift. And one of my one of the company's employees that I was supervising asked me about it. So I had to take it to my supervisor and say, hey, it do say in the law and in the company's handbook about third shift, because they had just started the third shift. There are businesses. I'm not painting any businesses out there with a wide brush, but a lot of times businesses do exploit their workers, and this new overtime rules are supposed to affect that. People push for change, mostly hourly workers push for that change that we want to bring about on the government, like you said earlier. We don't want it really to impact us on a negative way, but we want to impact the government to see the changes we want to see.
Well, that's then that affects a lot of people, because it's the small business that keeps America running. And I noticed when earlier this summer, when I asked some business owners how will the infrastructure of the pay scale Will it affect your business? And some of the employers said that they had to lay off a couple of people in order to meet the new financials in paying people a higher wage and or overtime. A couple of jobs had to be sacrificed, which is unfortunate, but that's where also, if you ever thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, just thinking about it, there's homework that you have to do, but in the long run, you're the boss, and you make the decisions, and you hire the employees. So that's it may not be as scary as you think in stepping out on faith and being an entrepreneur, but there is a gentleman out of Africa. And Scotty also brought this to my attention through the website blackbusiness.org. And the title of this article is African Billionaire Launches $100 Million Program for Black Entrepreneurs. You didn't hear me stutter. That was Thursday, November 24th, 2016. Came from blackbusiness.org. And just know that any articles that I mention here on Today's Entrepreneur, once the show is download in podcast form and also on YouTube, you'll have an opportunity to go back and at your own leisure look at the links, because with today's technology, any information that you give out, you can easily have it attached to your program, which I'm very thankful for. That's another way that I can continue to get information out to my listening audience of Today's Entrepreneur. And again, we thank you for listening in at this special hour, but normally we're from 8 to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you can go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, download Today's Entrepreneur and listen live. But this gentleman, Scotty, also brought him to my attention, and it's information. I'll just tell you real quickly the three goals of this gentleman, and his name is Tony Elumelu, a Nigerian billionaire and philanthropist. And in this particular article, he breaks it, one of the areas he talks about, the foundation has three goals: identify 10,000 African startups and American entrepreneurs with ideas that have the potential to succeed. Yes. Number two, grow the businesses through business skills training, mentoring, access to seed funding, information, and membership in our African-wide alumni network. Ding, 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 ding. Got those alumni already thinking, and get them on the phone and get them started. And number three, create businesses that can generate at least 1 million new jobs and contribute to at least $10 billion in revenues across Africa over 10 years. Wow. That's a plan if I've never heard one. That's a really big plan, and it's doable, and it's for us, and this is right on time. Very, very timely article. And for more details about Tony Elumelu Foundation, visit www.tonyelumelufoundation.org. Also, check the program out on YouTube videos. Both places, there will be information to share and use. And there is possibly more news coming that I will share on this particular topic and also others that affect us as entrepreneurs. Also write down Black Business Org. I believe that's where the article was first pulled up. And it's...
Yeah, those are all linked for the listeners at the Black Talk Radio Network for Today's Entrepreneur for December 19, 2016. So if you're listening later, all the links, you'll be able to access the articles that we're sharing with you today. So we got about 15 minutes before our first break, our first and only station identification break. Do you want to go through these 4 points that's being raised, how Obama's new overtime rule could affect your small business? I think they got it broke down four different categories.
The first one is pay scale. As a small business owner, the current scale you use to pay your workers may need to be reevaluated. Once the overtime rule takes effect, any salaried workers you have who are paid at least $23,660 annually will be paid overtime when they weren't being compensated before.
What kind of job do you think that was, or what do you think that means? Where what, they're making people work 80 hours a week? Like, this sounds like a manager or an associate manager at a fast food restaurant. You know, those entry level where you're on salary, but you can work all these hours. Because my daughter's had a number of those positions, like not the manager, but like an assistant manager. And they would try to exploit them that way. So I think that's why the rule went in effect. What do you think, Andrea?
Well, it does sound like an entry level position, $23,000, maybe somebody just out of college who doesn't really have any job experience, but yet the employer sees their assets, so they use them to their best ability without paying them for it.
Yeah, I don't think salary workers don't get paid by the hour, so that's the key word here. And so if that means you're getting the same amount, whether you get once a month check or every 2 weeks, but you're on a salary. So no matter how many hours you work, you're still not going to get paid more than that salary you negotiated when you took that position. So now that this is going to stop that, supposed to.
Well, that's a word that I didn't see in salary. There is a big difference between salary and hourly. Hourly means you get paid by the hour you clock in and the hours that you're there working. Again, say, for example, you have to clock out for lunch and then clock back in and then clock out at the end of the day. That's an hourly worker. But salary, like you said, it's a pre-negotiated salary, most likely entry level. And you might have to work a little harder in that type of position, say for example, when it comes to wanting to continue in upper management, but they use you. I don't like that word being used. I think even interns should get something, which they don't. They're not affected here, but even interns should get bus fare or something saying that we do appreciate and you're important as well. I'm not in that by myself. But that's, it says, unless you raise their salary to $47,476 per year, this means that an overall salary increase one way or the other for your workers affected by the rules and an overall revamping of how you pay all your workers is to remain fair for them and within the law. So does that mean there's going to be some lawsuits?
No, it doesn't mean lawsuits or anything, unless you fail to comply with the law. So if it's brought to your attention, like the situation when the employees that I was supervising came to me that were hourly workers and said, hey, we work in third shift. It say we're supposed to get paid an extra dollar per hour. See, that falls in North Carolina under overtime rules. So I took that to management, to, you know, my supervisors, and they was like, hey, you right, let me go ahead and pay them what they're supposed. So it was no lawsuit needed. But let's say that they had been working, let's say one employee had been working for years, let's say a year on third shift and wasn't getting that dollar. Now, you might have to take them to court to get that back pay. But since we had just started third shift, there really was no back pay involved. So that didn't turn into a lawsuit. So, but what I'm getting from this, though, is all businesses that have employees will have to look at these rules, and they're going to have to revamp the way they pay their workers. Like you said earlier, if you was paying somebody $23,000 per year annually, yeah, $23,000 per year, because you didn't have to pay them overtime, now you're going to have to raise their salary to $47,000 a year. I mean, that's over 50% raise. So obviously you are going to have to maybe cut some jobs. But this is part of paying people a living wage. I'm looking at it from both issues. But they do talk about some exemptions, like in job duties, the next point.
Right. It says some workers could be exempt from the rules, from the rule based on the duties they perform in their jobs. Others may change from salary to non-salary, which could affect moral and job performance, because they may feel as though they are less valuable and have been demoted. There's a Fair Labor Standards Act duties test, DUTIES, duties test, which can help with reclassification of your employees. Overall, the job duties of your employees will need to be examined, possibly changed based on the new rule.
So this is major for entrepreneurs, business owners. This basically means you're going to have to revamp a section of your business, your human resources department, how you're paying these, how you're paying. So this is like a major change, sort of like what we heard about with the Affordable Care Act. A lot of rules and regulations that people had to comply with. So, yeah, big. Then also the number of employees is important, because, again, a lot of entrepreneurs I know are one-person operations. But if you grow, become, you know, as you become more successful, you're going to need employees. So,
well, it sounds like for now they're saying for those companies who can, in order to pay some employee salary, they got to downsize in a way.
Sounds like the two options are downsize or convert those low-paid salaried employees to hourly employees. That sounds like your two options.
And would that still be living wage?
Yes.
And if that's the case, do some of those.
But what's a living wage, though? You know, that's one of them trick phrases, living wage. What you find a living wage here in North Carolina ain't the I can guarantee you ain't the living wage in Hawaii.
And they say that Hawaii is one of the most expensive places.
It is. I used to live there.
To live, because it's, well, it's a whole other story, but everything has to be shipped in practically. And there's a it's a interesting how Hawaii is even still afloat. But that might be something for a future topic, to interview entrepreneurs that live in Hawaii.
The last point of this article.
The last one is financial difficulties. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I was about to say it. After I was just briefly reading it, it seemed like some people, you could lose your business behind this, depending upon where you are financially with that business. But go ahead, Andrea. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this one, it says, well, to me, if you are facing what's coming up for the employer to increase the employee salary, they might have to maybe think about developing another product, if it's a product that they manufacture that will pay for that employee's wage. Talk to their advertisers, increase on that end as well.
You're exactly right. A third option that you just brought to my mind, Ms. James, is, or you're going to have to go up on the prices of your products or services.
And it's just that's the world that we live in nowadays, but we have to also look at and another thing I was going to ask if I didn't ask it, these people, the wages that are going up almost double, 40,000, 50,000, maybe 60,000, 70,000, that sounds like the middle class, beginning of the middle class, which is trying to be squeezed out. But if some of these are followed, middle class may be coming back. But at the same time, some of the business owners, if they don't have enough padding, 2 to 3 years of savings, if they haven't started already in that, which is going to compensate for the higher wage that they'll be given to their newly promoted employee, and with the income to boot, but also responsibilities, because it's not only the responsibility of the entrepreneur or the business owner with this new employee, there's other responsibilities that I'm sure is going to be delegated to that employee in order to make them worthy of the increase. Not going to get something for nothing.
And this went into effect as we come up on our break, but this went into effect this month, the new rule, because from this piece by the Huffington Post, it said that a federal judge had blocked it from going into effect until on December the 1st, 2016. This could help small business owners who are struggling under the impacts the new rules imposes. So we're going to have to do a follow-up on this, it appears. Is that, because it's not clear to me that this, I'm kind of confused. Did the rules go into effect or did they not?
It says, amid all this negativity, there is one recent victory for the small business owner. However, recently, according to the USA Today, a federal judge blocked the rule from going into effect on December 1st, 2016. This could help small business owners who are struggling under the impacts of the new rule imposes.
So I guess we need to do some follow-up on this to see if these new rules actually went into effect or what's the status, what's going on. This is the sort of stuff that we need to talk about that I don't think, like I stated, the media targeting us, that most of us are listening to. I don't know, Ms. James, I don't listen to a lot of terrestrial radio. I only listen to Black Talk Radio, so I don't know if our people are being hit with this information other than through organizations like blackbusiness.org, and there's others out there as well.
Well, as we're at the bottom of the hour, and is it time for us to take a station break?
Yes, ma'am.
There you go. And we'll continue this topic and other ones when we return You are listening to Today's Entrepreneur. I am your host, Andrea James. We will be back momentarily.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, thank you that you're still with us in this special edition of Black Talk Radio. And I've switched over to African billionaire launches $100 million program for black entrepreneurs. Wow, that's some good news that we want to hear coming into 2017. It's totally got me sitting up straight, and to know that there are people on the other side of the world in Africa that want to do business with me. Wow, because I definitely want to do business with them. And this billionaire, Tony Elumelu, wants to help us do that. Says Tony Elumelu, a Nigerian billionaire and philanthropist, has designed an entrepreneurship program that will disperse $100 million in financial assistance to African and African-American entrepreneurs through U.S. and Africa. Wow. And that's, because who is this guy? You may have never heard of him, but he's the founder and chairman of CARES Holdings, UPA Group, PLC, Cedred Nigerian Limited, and Transcope PLC, Nigeria's largest listed conglomerate. The company manages investments in financial services, power generation, oil, gas, agribusiness, real estate, and hospitality. Wow. That's, he's a phenomenal person, and I'm sure that there's others out there that are just bursting at the seams to be more Tonys, but they just don't know where to start. And this here is a perfect article that will inspire us into 2017 and beyond. And I said it earlier and I'll repeat it again. His foundation's three goals. Number one, identify 10,000 African startups and African entrepreneurs with ideas that have the potential to succeed. Number two, grow the businesses through business skills, training, networking, access to seed capital funding, information, and membership in our African Wild alumni group. Number three, create business that can generate at least 1 million new jobs and contribute to at least $10 million in revenue across Africa over 10 years. Wow, that's saying a lot for this one person who wants to establish entrepreneurs from across the seas. And this is something that we've been wanting to do for a long time. Scotty, thank you for sharing this article with me, and so I can in turn share it with my viewing audience. And again, this article was downloaded from blackbusiness.org, and just know that the articles that we talk about, you will be able to see them as well when you go to today's, if you go to Black Talk Radio www.thebrightnessnetwork.com. Then go to Today's Entrepreneur and look up the show for 12/19/2016 and the information for this entrepreneur, philanthropist, billionaire, and also the Obama program regarding affecting wage change. Both of those articles and future articles that we speak about will also be downloaded on that particular day. And it's, I want to say thank you to the entrepreneurs that have been on my show. Some of them are startups, some of them have been in business for a long time. But it's by no mistake that we have articles like this that come across. And for those people who want to change the way they're doing things in the coming year, these are two articles that can definitely keep you inspired, whether or not you want to open up a restaurant, a publishing company, or you want to manufacture clothes, or you want to manufacture cars, or if you have a product that can clean the rubber stain off of the frame of a car, or if you have a 1-800 information book that you want to put black businesses in, or if you're a doctor, lawyer, and you have your own business, if you want to start up your own radio station, such as Scotty Reed has done with Black Talk Radio Network, and giving so many people the opportunity to share their knowledge and their expertise. I think now, not only is it, you can be an expert by, that's the new calling card now, the new business card is a book, writing a book. And people say, in doing your research and writing a book, that means that you're an expert in that particular subject that you wrote on. Well, I think also it should be, if you have your own media show, whether it be internet radio, whether it be just podcasting, whether it be a blog talk, that's another way that we are.
Oh, please do not mention blog talk radio on Black Talk Radio. Oh,
okay, I apologize.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Scratch that. But there are so many other avenues outside of TV now to our, we use it to our best knowledge and create shows, and other shows can be created out of those shows. There was even a person that I know that took segments from Block Talk, different information, and he created a book, and now he sells that as a resource. And he's it's I said a very important stream of income for him, but he just took the technology and targeting the people that want to need his information. But the fact that we have wages going up here in this country, which we said it was going to allude to, and or an African billionaire who wants to share his ideas, not just share his ideas, but share his money with us, that we can
there's only 12 days left to apply. I was hoping you was going to bring that back up, but the Tony,
there's 12 days left in this year.
Yeah, 12 days until you can apply. So you should already be getting your stuff together to apply if you want to participate in this entrepreneurship program where they help you get access to, well, he's providing capital. So it has a startup enterprise toolkit on there, got mentoring, resource library. I already got Ideal, something that we had already been doing. But when I think what he's doing is great, because what he is doing is building upon some of the visions of past black leaders here in America who said we need to build bridges to Africa, economic bridges, what have you. So this is a bridge that's being built. Malcolm X talked about it. Marcus Garvey talked about it. Many others. And here's this a Nigerian billionaire who is fulfilling that vision here in 2016, going to kick off on 2017 in 20 days. So, because often we keep talking about problems, and indeed we do have problems and need to discuss them, especially when we're talking about black businesses and we want to support black businesses. This is why I said something about mentioning that other network. That's not a black-owned business. So when there's an alternative to that, you can have your own network, just like Black Talk Radio Network. So I find, though, a lot of us who talk to black business partnership or Buy Black 365, we talk the talk, but we don't walk the walk. So that's why I don't like that network mentioned on here, plus some other things. I do thank them for practicing racism against me personally when I was on their platform, or else Black Talk Radio Network wouldn't have been born. You know, that was a case of making lemonade out of lemons, and I'll be grateful to them for that. But they're not a black business. We don't want to give them any kind of promotion on our network. But I think this is great what Mr. Ilumelu is doing. We talk about problems, we ask for solutions. Well, here's a possible solution.
People, that's so true. And yeah. Thank you for that, Scotty.
You're welcome.
And I definitely want you to voice your opinion and state the facts as well. But I actually went to his website, but what I had to do, I had to Google him and then go to the website from Google, because I couldn't go directly to the website. I just came up with a blank page, and I believe you have the same problem. So.
Yes, and we talked about that. We talked about that before we came on air. What do you think, Ms. James? You think that's a coincidence, do you think something funny's going on that possibly somebody doesn't want African Americans accessing this website, because you're in a different part of the country than I'm in, different ISP providers, how we're accessing the internet, but we both get a blank page when we go straight to his website, and the only way we can access it is to go put in Google Tony Ilumelu Foundation, that's spelled TonyElumelu Foundation. You have to actually put that in a search engine, then click on the link that says his website, and then that way it'll open up. What do you think, Ms. James? Do you think that's just a coincidence, or somebody's trying to prevent this bridge from being built from Africa to America?
Well, I want to say either way it goes, there's always plan B. Plan A don't work, go to plan B, and that's what we did. It went to plan B. It may have taken an extra couple of seconds, but when you're about something, there's possibly always going to be forces that will try to hinder you, but you don't fall down to that. You keep getting up, are there again. Go to plan A. Plan A don't work. Plan B, C, D, E. How many alphabets do we have until we get it done? But at the same time, try to build up the firewalls and the other things like that to make it as strong as possible, to have the, firewalls in place and the arsenal in order to prevent it. But meanwhile, we keep moving ahead, and if there's other things that we have to put in place to circumvent the haters, then do that.
I do have a clip.
And it's,
I have a clip of Mr. Tony Ilumelu talking about entrepreneurs transforming Africa. And when they're saying Africa, like in some of the articles that we shared today, they're talking about us too, African descendant people. So do you want me to play this trailer talking about that? Ms. James, it's about 2 minutes and 31 seconds long. We still got 10 minutes left.
That would be wonderful. Anything that's going to share and keep us uplifted. So I welcome the recorded information. Thank you, Scotty.
There's a land of opportunities. There's no better time than this moment to be and become an entrepreneur in Africa.
I'm from Ghana. My business is in the IT sector.
I'm the founder of Brits Fresh Foods, which is a company that aims to promote healthy lifestyle in Africa.
I am committing $100 million to support the next generation of African entrepreneurs. The program represents a decade-long commitment to support 10,000 African entrepreneurs and startups.
I've been mentoring 5 mentees. People will be developing businesses and creating jobs, which is badly needed in Africa.
When someone says, "This is impossible," reply with 2 sentences. 1, nothing is impossible. 2, impossible only takes longer.
I want to charge you all in your own little ways to become like little Elumelus. Your creativity, innovation, talent, and most importantly, strength of character is our future. I'm sure that your countries and our continent will be safe in your hands.
Just focus on creating value, because anytime you focus on creating value, you're attracting capital.
I had a dream to connect with our African brothers and sisters, and you have made this dream come true.
And to me, it's about legacy. Put yourself in my position and working in my old age at 80, for instance, and I visit Zambia, and someone says, "I own this financial institution. I got $10,000 from a certain man from Nigeria called Tunelimu." That's how I started. That is my ambition.
Now we can customize our product for, you know, the Pan-African market. So we're going home, we're going big.
I believe that the seed we plant today through the Tony Emilio Entrepreneurship Program will help to develop Africa in the future.
Wow, that was I have no words. I'm just so thankful that that went out through the airwaves of today's entrepreneur, which is information that we can use to build that bridge from the motherland to the United States and the rest of the world, and do what it is that we're supposed to do. And being entrepreneurs, and that application portal opens on January 1st, 2017. And this is some of the most valuable information that has crossed my show since I started. So thank you, Scotty, for bringing that to my attention. And there will be other articles such as this to really get our entrepreneurs unstuck in all areas, whether it be motivational, however we share the information, funding, getting their testimonials, because it's just the entrepreneur of the small, medium-sized business that rule and rock this planet. So we got to step up now and rock it. The planet as it's never been rocked before, with our ideas, with our inventions, with our life-saving products in all areas, manufacturing, clothing, housing, real estate, whatever we can think of, creating products that people can use for the rest of their lives, save lives, improve on lives, whether it come up through the land, the air, the sea. We are some very talented people, and this is one person, Tony Elumelu, that is helping us to achieve our goals and to connect the dots with the motherland and dispelling the myth that they don't want to do business with us, because they do. And in going to his website, you will see that there's a countdown, 12 days, 13 hours, 5 minutes, 24 seconds left until the application portal opens January 1st, and we can be connected to someone that looks like us, that has an unmeasurable amount of money, that we don't have to go to anybody else. It's right here for us. And I don't think there's, I'm sure there's some qualifications that we have to meet, but for those of us who do and come out on the other side of success stories, and it says your idea can transform Africa, and I take it one step further, your ideas can transform the world, but we have to start somewhere. So Scotty, I thank you for the these two articles that are just, that's a whole show in itself, which we have done a whole show, a special edition of Today's Entrepreneur, which hopefully with this information being shared and due diligence in the research, and you too will be able to share your success story, hopefully come back and get in touch with me, your host Andrea James, on Today's Entrepreneur. You can always look us up on Black Talk Radio Network, and there may be other entrepreneurs out there that go through Tony Illumini Foundation, get money and start up their own radio station, their own TV station, and be broadcasting right from Africa or any else around the world that we may choose to go as entrepreneurs. But these are two portals with funding, and also Obamacare, how that's going to affect the small business person. And if you go through Tony Illumini Foundation, you may not have a problem with Obama's overtime rule, because you'll have enough capital to where you can keep your doors open and you don't have to lay off any employees. How about that? Bringing it down to the last couple of minutes for today's show. But I do want to thank some of the people that have agreed to be on the show in the future. Ginger Spice, Tech Diva, Black Trade Lines, author LaRon Woodard, Smile Lady, also Colette Williams and her brother Kenny, and they have Change Matters Solutions. So I have a lot of guests, and even some other guests that I'm so thankful that the show is becoming very popular and people want to know about entrepreneurs. So I'm thankful to have this platform, and there's going to be some other things coming up in 2017 for Today's Entrepreneur as well. So please stay tuned. And before I forget, if you haven't done already, you can go to dial 323-672-4949. Text the word today to 323-672-4949, and you'll be connected to Today's Entrepreneur text list. Again, it's been my pleasure in uplifting you today with Today's Entrepreneur special edition. We will have more. Stay tuned. It's always on Mondays, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll see you. And in closing, breaking chains of poverty, creating bonds of prosperity, stay in the black by any legal means necessary. This is Andrea James, your host with Today's Entrepreneur. Thank you. Thank you for chiming in.